To the editor. Lisa Laflamme's dismissal recently was both disturbing and a deliberate provocation to all of us who are older, who perhaps wear the same royal silver crown that this lady has worn. Yes, I say a royal crown, since Lisa was royalty within the Canadian media experience. If she was indeed forced out because of her self-respecting attitudes toward ageism, I hope legal actions will follow. Always thought the CTV was a progressive futuristic organization, and different from the many corporations we see in the business world. Perhaps I was too optimistic. We will all get older and experience the many changes within our bodies and minds associated with Mother Nature's gift or trick. Depends on how you look at it, right? Work seemingly forever, establishing yourself within a particular field, and in time you wish to enjoy your life, experience, and enjoy the respect you should receive as a talented, experienced, and wise person. Everyone deserves the respect that is due, whether you have silver hair or you look like a youngster still. I think there is more to this replacement of Lisa Laflamme than meets the eye. I can count on my left hand the number of people within the news media field that attracted my immediate attention and silence. She was one of those professionals, maturing gracefully before us, with bright eyes and a charismatic personality to boot. Then she was gone. With the present-day lack of experienced people within a multitude of fields, you'd think a highly skilled person would be appreciated, desired, and placed upon a corporate pedestal for all to see. Wouldn't you? Every field and sector of our economy requires skilled people. The demand is fiercely competitive, too. A person who made $28 2 years ago is now making $35 plus. Treat your employee gems right, and they will usually stay and perform just right. Age does not matter. Making love well is dependent upon a couple and their desires, needs, wishes, and lusts for each other. Perform well and often smiley face. Right? Experience in all things is reflected in all that we do. Deputy Prime Minister Freeland is verbally attacked in Alberta. Many politicians, but especially women and LGBTQ, are targets of attacks, hate speech and political skullduggery. Those who hurl their complaints and hurtful messages attack people's visible social differences, being traditionally the weaker sex, the different sex, or that they are old and gray. Our educational system churns out unskilled graduates into fields that demand and need skilled talent. Many employees tend to be mercenary in attitude and action. Train an employee, pay them appropriately, and hope they will not turn from you for a buck or two in the near future. The traditional family-like motto still runs true: treat an employee like you'd like to be treated, and that person will be your employment partner for life. At a time when our population is aging, would it not be a better strategy to encourage aged citizens to participate and lead within our marketplace? Managers and corporate leaders need to remember that, before you are a leader, success was all about growing yourself, but when you become a leader and employer, success is all about growing others. Jack Welch. Stephen Kazab Bradford, Ontario.